morning, everybody.
What up with me? So we're going to be back in the book of Ephesians 6. And for the about the practice of believers. And we went through in relationship to other believers, to spiritual gifts, in relationship to the Holy Spirit, in relationship to the home life, and then the last one was in relationship to servants and masters, which was, I think, so this week we're going to get into the protection for, the protection for believers. And we're going to be in chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. And just kind of bear with me. The smoke's kind of got my voice, so I'm going to do the best I can. So in chapter 6, I'm going to read 10 through 12. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we just come to you now, Father, and I just pray, Lord, that you'll not let me say anything that doesn't line up with your word. Lord, keep me focused. Lord, be with the saints here there this morning, Lord, and I hope it can be a blessing to them. Lord, we do lift up the fair booth to you, Lord, and all that works there, and just be in all that. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, the Christian in his walk will inevitably, it's going to happen, folks. If you're a Christian, Satan is going to do all he can to foul you up. As a spirit-filled warrior, he or she must continually be strong or strengthen himself with the armor provided for you. And in his strength, the power of his might. Now, when we take into consideration the armor of God, we have to put into account your position in Christ. And appropriate the provided armor. And the provided armor is the I lost my train of thought. I got my mind so wrapped up in the fair booth, so forgive me, I'm sorry. But we need to be empowered with the armor of God that he has provided us for. And Satan, I'm telling you, he is going to do everything he can to foul you up. As a Christian, he's going to do that. Now, in Ephesians 6:10, I want to read it again. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." In Ephesians 1:19, you can turn over there if you want. Ephesians 1:19, or I can read it. It says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? To usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power." So God is saying here, he's given you, he has exceeding greatness of his power. And it's to you, the Christian. It says, "To usward who believe, according to the work of his mighty power." It takes his power, not yours. If you try to do it in your power, believe me, you're going to walk right off the edge of the cliff. You're going to fall flat on your face. And you have to do it in his power. Now, folks, this, when I say his power, the mighty power of God, this is the same God that parted the Red Sea. When the children of Israel was running from the Egyptians, they were fearful for their lives. They run up against this sea, and put yourself in their place. You run up against that sea, what am I going to do? I can't go through that. Here come the Egyptians. Of course, God was holding them back. We know that. But then what did God do? He parted that sea, and they went across that sea on dry land. This is the same God I'm talking about right now, with his mighty power, can do this for you. It's also the same God that spoke to the waters and said, peace, be still. Put yourself in that boat. Now, I tried to think of that this morning in my study time. You know, you think, whoa, you're doing this right here in a boat. Probably a small boat. You're doing this right here. Jesus is up in the front asleep. You know, and you run up to Jesus. Jesus, you got to help us. He stands up and says, peace, be still. The water's calm, nothing. That's the same God we serve. He is a mighty God, folks. In Ephesians 3:16, he said that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might in the inner man. Colossians 1:11 says, strength. Now, I want you to go over to Romans chapter 13. And I'm going to read to you verses 11. The time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, we believe. So what verse 11 is saying, our future crown that we're going to get, salvation at the return of the Lord is nearer. If we do, you're getting closer and closer to seeing the Lord. That's what this verse is saying. It is at hand. It says, the night is far spent on the armor of light. So here it's telling us to put on that armor of light. Honestly, 12. That was 12. Verse 13, let us chamber in wantonness, not in strife and envy. So here it's telling us to walk honestly. Make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So it told us in verse 12, it told us to put on the armor of light. Verse 13, we're to each and every day. In 2 Corinthians 6:7, it says, word of truth by the power of God. That, remember, it's the same God that left. And then now let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm going to read to you verses 1 through 8. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, but of the times and of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord is coming as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye brethren are not in the darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Verse 8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and of love, and for the helmet, the hope of salvation. So here he's telling us to put on the breastplate of faith and love. For the helmet, the hope of salvation. In Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's hope. That's faith. Back to our text in verse 11, it says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, wiles meaning trickery or to ensnare or to deceive you, or the devil's strategy to trick you or to ensnare you or to deceive you. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says, in whom the God of this world, little g, sign language, that's G, the God of this world. Now, you think about that. I was thinking about that this morning. When you tell Satan, hey, he is the God of this world, by the way, little g. You tell him, he's not the big G. The big G's got power over him. He is the little g of this world. Okay, so 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world, little g, had blinded the minds of them which believe not. And folks, he has done that. I mean, you really, really see it out at the fairgrounds. All these people that don't want nothing to do with anything to do with God. Satan has blinded them. Then the verse goes on, says, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, the image of God, should shine unto them. Satan's blinding them. 11:14, it says, and no marvel, for Satan himself has transformed into the angel of light. What does it say in 1 Peter 5:8? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He is your adversary. And if you try to fight him in your own strength, you're not going to win. You say, well, I'm pretty strong. Okay. In Jude 1:9, well, Jude's only got one chapter, but I'm still saying Jude 1:9. It says, yet Michael, the archangel, during contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. Michael, the archangel, knew that he couldn't dispute with him and win. What did Michael, the archangel, use? Anybody? When he disputed about the body of Moses, what did he use? He told God's word. Michael the archangel, he told the devil here, the Lord rebuke thee. He didn't try to do it once. When I think of Michael, he's the archangel. He's probably one of the highest ones. But he wasn't above Satan, because he used God's word to defeat him, and he did. Folks, we're not no match for the devil. In your own strength, you are no match for him. Excuse me. In verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in his power, not yours, his power. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, not part of it, the whole armor of God. In 2 Corinthians 2:11, it says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. We are not ignorant of his devices. I want you now to go over all the way back to Genesis. I want you to go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. We're going to read it. Verses 1 through 4. Genesis chapter 3. And any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. Do you see anything wrong in that verse? That's maybe the wrong word to say. The Bible's not wrong, it's right. But what? she added to the Bible. She said, neither shall you teen. And this is God talking to Adam and Eve, and eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest of it, thou shalt surely die. So, folks, you got to be really careful about that. There's a lot of people, add or subtract from the Bible, and you got to be very careful with that. Okay, surely die. Now, what is Satan doing here? Okay, yeah. Satan here, he's causing doubt of God's word. Six, and he's causing doubt right here. So then let's go on, read verse 8 thereof. Then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And then what happens in 5 and 6? That doubt brought disobedience. God's word, they disobeyed him. It brought disobedience, which brought sin. I want to read to you a quote from Matthew Henry. It says, it is evident that, considering especially the modern widespread distortion of the Genesis record of Christianity against all God's commandments, and finally, by the rejection of the great love, doubt in God's word, and doubt brought disobedience. That's him on our own. We have to put on the whole armor of God in order to stand against the devil. Okay. Back to our text. And we're going to be in verse 12 now. And it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. Against here. We wrestle against flesh and blood, or do we wrestle against flesh and blood? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's what it says. Verse says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Folks, there's a lot of spiritual wickedness in high places. I mean, all you got to do is look at our country, and you go all the way to the top. And there's a lot of wickedness. The devil is the ruler of this world. He's over all this darkness. In Hebrews 12:22, it said, God created a numerous company of angels. John said this in his message last week, or week before last. God created lots of them, lots of angels. And then, in Revelations 12:4-7, it says approximately a third of those angels followed Satan in his rebellion against God. So our verse said, for we wrestle against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Folks, I want to read Ephesians 1:21-23 to you. Ephesians 1:21 says, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominions and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be that filleth all in all. Who's this talking about? Verse 20, own right hand in heavenly places. Folks, Jesus is above all. Things are under his feet. That's what the word says. And he gave him to be head over. In Colossians 2:15, it says, and have him openly triumphing over them all. Start all over. We have to have God's whole armor. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Greater. Because greater is he. God, who's he in? He's in you. Then that is in who? 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is. We have to do what we serve a God that's greater than everything. We have to do what James 4:7 says. You are to submit yourself, therefore, to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I don't think so. You know, part of that verse says, submit yourself to God, and he'll flee from you. So submission to God, his word tells us, if we're submitted to him, we can resist the devil, and he'll flee for belief. So the protection for might, in verse 10, we are to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Verse 12, verse 11, we are put on the whole armor of God. Verse 12 of this world. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against the darkness of the going to stand. That's who we fight against. The only way you're going to stand up against the wiles of the devil and his dominions, he has a lot of them, full armor of God. And by doing that, folks, that's the only way you'll be able to resist the devil. Even the Archangel Michael couldn't beat him. He had to use God's word. And we're the same way. Thank you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I just thank you for your word, Lord. Lord, this armor that we're going to have to put on, Lord, and we're going to study that next week. Lord, we can't do this on our own. It takes you. It takes the power of your might, Lord, by putting on this armor. We are to be submissive to you, Lord, and put this armor on, and then we can stand against the wiles of the devil, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Be with us today. Be with Pastor as he brings a message. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.